Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Hi, Tyreek. My name is Anne Marie Hennekins, and I just want to let you know that I'm canceling my order for the keto products that I got the first sample of, and they try to charge me for the next one to come in the mail. And so just letting you know that I'm canceling.
What's your zip code?
12571.
And for security purposes, Ms. Anne Marie, can you verify your address for me?
11 Fruit Bud Lane, Red Hook, New York, 12571.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Anne. I see that you did order the keto and the keto clean that helps reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism for the 14-15 on March 6, 2021. And it was only for a 14-day trial. That's why your account was attempted to be charged, because you had to call in and
I paid for the 14 for the original, and I want to cancel anything else that's coming to me. You try to charge me more for the next one coming.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just letting you know that I'm canceling.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, but you know that 92.90, 91.89, it was for the two trial sizes that you had got because you had to call in cancel. So. By you canceling right now, they're going to send that 929 and 9189 over to collections to receive it.
Well, they can try, but I did not order for that second batch. I only signed up for the trial.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's
what
I paid for.
But to avoid that getting sent over to collection, the only thing that you would have to pay other than paying like over $190 worth of product, they won't send over to collection if you pay $17.99 right now.
Nope. I did not order anything extra besides that for that 7-day trial. That's the only thing I ordered, and I did pay for that.
Yes, ma'am, but when you order it, you had agreed upon the subscription when you clicked that box, then you were 18 years or older.
Well, that was a mistake on my part then. Because then I did not sign up for that. I just wanted to try it and see what it was like, and it does not really agree with me. So I don't know what to do next.
Yes, ma'am. But that's why I was saying to avoid getting sent over to a collision, because I wouldn't want to get sent to collision. The only thing you would have to pay is just $17.99 now, and you won't have to pay another dime, and I can cancel it out for you.
What am I paying the $17.99 for?
So that you won't have to pay that 92.90 and 91.89 to be sent over to collection, because either way they're going to try to get their money. But if you pay the $17.99, you won't have to worry about paying those two charges because it'll be canceled.
Well, can you please just send me something in the mail then, and I'll do it that way. Send me the bill for the $17.99 in the mail, and then I'll pay it for it that way, and I'll be able to read it.
That's okay. The only thing they do is, because they don't send it in the mail, but they will send you that that they send it to collections. But the only thing they do is just charge a card for $17.99. You won't receive another charge.
Well, I would like to get something in the mail instead, and then that way I can look at it. And then because, I'm paying $17.99 for nothing. You know, I'm not... I did not see that where they said it was I had to go for a full prescription or a full subscription. So they just offered for that trial, and I went for the trial. So
yes.
Anyway, I would like you to just send something to me in the mail, and I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Or else send me a text or an email, something like that.
So what I am going to do, because I can't send an email or a text to you, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to transfer you over to a manager and see can they better explain it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's well. Okay, Miss Anne Marie, you're going to hear just a brief silence, and then you're going to hear some elevator music, and then you'll be transferred over.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support.
Okay.